Hi, my legal name is Mike Mewborn, but I go by Marlo as a nickname, and my writing name is Mars Radcon. We're down along the river on the north side, where I come to sleep and also hike the dog and, get a little dose of nature every day. I read Ed Abbey back in, the 70s, and hitched up here in the 80s to check it out. I hitched up here from Tucson, and it was a crazy scene in those days. It was all dispersed camping along the river. There was no regulation and no established campsites. It was just one massive party, basically, on both banks of the river. It was too much for me. I stayed two nights. I didn't get any sleep, and I went back to town. And just to give an idea of what a sleepy little town Moab was then, I was able to pitch my tent kind of where the 7-Eleven is, right off the main street, and just basically camp there for 4 or 5 days with no trouble, or no one even noticed, I don't think. That's how it was in those days. I don't own a car. The last car I owned was a Ford Pinto, so that gives you an idea how long ago that. I think I sold that car in 1980, and haven't owned a car since. So, I had read something about that your life might be better if you didn't have a car. That was actually part of the conversation amongst youth culture back in the late 70s or in the 70s. We actually debated the validity of a private automobile ownership. We just kind of thought maybe that wasn't such a good thing. No, nobody talks that way anymore. And now there's an environmental component. I don't think cars are a good idea. They say that transportation contributes quite a bit to carbon and climate change, and I don't know. But that's not the real reason. It's just life is better without a car. It forces me to exert myself physically and be more in the environment and subject to weather and terrain, and that's just the old authenticities that people used to always live with. I'm better off if I just have those in my day-to-day existence. I don't really like to live indoors either, and that's mainly a personal choice. I just do better if I'm camping and sleeping outdoors. If I have a box to be depressed in, I will be depressed in that box. I can still be depressed, but living outdoors, I can still get up and have a productive day and not just read and drink coffee and be depressed. It's a German-made recumbent. Recumbent means to lay back, so you're in a more laid-back configuration, and your pedals, instead of being below you, are out in front of you. And then typically your legs are above the steering mechanism. It's got 42,000 miles on it. I'm just living on the bike for the last 15 years, racking up 7 or 8 miles every day, or more when I'm touring, then you're doing 30, 40 miles. I just find it an interesting ride. It's interesting to be in that position, going through the landscape. In the recumbent world, this is referred to as the cockpit, and it has a little feeling like human-powered flight, because you're in this more of a sitting up kind of position and seeing more. I don't know, I just enjoy it, it's magical. I was in my 20s, I worked in Yellowstone just for the concession. I was there to backpack, so it didn't really matter. I washed pots or bus tables, it didn't really matter what I did. In those days, if you manipulated your schedule, you could get 3 nights every week in the backcountry. And if you really cut it close, you could walk right in off the trail, put your backpack down and clock in, and you'd still have your gaiters on, you haven't had a shower or shaved, you just go right on out there and start bussing tables. That was the slick thing to do. So I started a novel, it's a series, I haven't finished it, but it's called Geyser Rush, and it's about that Yellowstone life of backpacking and crazy romances and the work scene and the mystery and lore of Yellowstone. Let's see, it's the first paragraph of Geyser Rush. The chapter is called Yearning and Thirsting. A simple cabin in the woods. How many Americans, particularly young Americans, will say it exactly like that? All I want is a simple cabin in the woods. On cue, young people utter these words right at the crossroads, the fateful moment of hesitation before their life becomes freighted with career and salary and the requirement to spend money on the large tangibles, which, as we know, exact such a toll on the spirit. I myself once voiced the phrase, more or less in that fashion. I think maybe it'd be nice someday to own a simple cabin in the woods. That's right, 3 or 4 years ago, those very words moved across my lips. The cabin I had in mind was more of an A-frame, rather than something squat and made of logs, but it amounted to the same thing. I was still in college, and the utterance, offered to a fellow dorm dweller, likewise drinking beer, was a reaction to feeling the subtle pull, the expectation coming from the culture, to get on with it, finish up, get the degree and the job, and to start making it, my life that is, materially complicated and burdensome. Usually wake up here in the camp at, I'm usually awake by 8, sometimes as early as 7. The dog knows not to go outside until we've had some coffee. First stop is the storage unit where I offload all the camping gear. It's at just 50 pounds right away, right off the load. Every day, if I don't sort of patch and mend and work on the bike and maintenance things, it's the only way I can kind of keep it all kind of running. And I'm always behind. There's always something. For instance, I started putting a patch on this tent pole bag and I had to quit. And I just had to leave it like that. I'll finish it tomorrow. Then I go back to the office and try to write religiously between 2 and 4 every day. That's my dedicated, really moving the story along. And then at 4, it's kind of back to the unit, re-gear up, come down here, hike with the dog, practice the penny whistle, let her be off leash for an hour or more, 2 hours sometimes. Set up camp, cook, have a beer, and usually by 7 I try to settle into another writing session. Ed Abbey played one, and I think I read that somewhere, and I thought I'd try it, and you know, there's sheet music, and it's a formalized instrument. It's 2 octaves and half notes, and makes a good little traveling instrument because it's light, it's durable. Now I have 5 titles out there. Would like to think I can write a book a year or put out a book a year in my current. It's all I do now. I don't have a day job. I mean, I volunteer some in town, but this is my main focus, is the writing. I sort of often say my life seems to revolve around 3 things, my dog, my bike, and my laptop. I mean, I have friends and I volunteer, I do some other things because you need some social life and a love life. But yeah, those 3 things are what my existence orbit around. And that's the way I want it. I want to just keep going till I can't do it anymore. I'm, you know, just determined that way.